Let your children say, "You are Father in my house." Father, we give you the praise. Give you the honor for diverse encounters. We appreciate you for diverse visitation. We appreciate you for diverse changes of story. Be glorified and be honored, Lord. Thank you for answering. In Jesus' precious name. Put your hands up in the prayer. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. This is the kind of atmosphere that is almost very, very difficult to preach. But several things have happened today. Diverse interventions. God has broken forth and broken through in the lives of many. At the end, we might take the testimonies if we have the time. Otherwise, we'll take them in the evening. But this morning, within a very short time, I'll try as fast as I can to speak on the subject, a royal priesthood - the making of the priest. The making of the priest. The objective is understanding what makes a person qualify for the service of priesthood. What qualifies a person? Who are the kind of people that function effectively and successfully in the office of priesthood? The Bible says that we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, every single one of us, potentially priests, but are we functioning in that assignment? It's a matter of qualification. The Dr. Ms. Becky Enenche told us just now of an event that happened in the Bible where there was the recruitment of the priesthood. That was in Exodus chapter 32. If you read from verse 1. We may not go through all of it. But when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain after he had gone to wait with God, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, "Up! Make us gods. We shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him." We don't know what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, "Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives and of your sons and of your daughters and bring them unto me." And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And he said, and they said, "This be thy God, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings to a God that they made. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go get down quickly, for thy people, we that brought us out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and they have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, 'This be thy God, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.'" And the Lord said unto Moses, "I've seen these people, and behold, it's a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, leave me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation." And Moses besought the Lord. The story continued. But you shift down to verse 25. When Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves all together unto him. And he said unto them, "Thus saith the Lord thy God, the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor," and so on. And Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell people down there about 3,000 men. We'll stop there. Read the next verse, very important. For Moses has said, "Consecrate yourself today to the Lord, even every man upon his son, upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day." Now, the story is a story that is self-explanatory. But on the basis of what happened at this time, the priesthood of Israel was established. She read to us Joshua chapter 18 verse 7, where the Lord said unto the children of Israel, "But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance." From that moment forward, God consecrated the Levite, and Gad and Manasseh and the half tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond Jordan the east, which the Lord, Moses the servant of the Lord, gave them. But the Levites, the priesthood, is their inheritance. What qualified Levi? And what kind of people are chosen for the priesthood? Number one, people who are patient with God. People who have the patience to wait for God. The origin of the transgression was that the people saw that Moses delayed and they couldn't wait anymore. Who are the people qualified for priesthood? People who will not give up on their consecration with God. People who will not give up on their expectations from God. People who will not be impatient with God. People who will not organize alternatives to the plan of God. The Israelites organized an alternative to God. The way Abraham organized an alternative to the plan of God and gave birth to Ishmael. People who are patient with God. People who will wait for God and wait on God. People who will not be impatient with God. People who will not organize alternatives to God. Who are the people qualified for priesthood? Number two. People who will not serve another God. People who will not serve another God. People who will not go after another God. The children of Israel went after another God. The sons of Levi refused. People who will not look for another God. People who will not organize an option to God. There are people in church today who are organizing options to God in terms of God will not give me money. I'm going to find myself money. There are people consulting witch doctors, native doctors. There are people almost going to the occult to look for money. They are tired. They want an alternative to God. God is too slow, according to what they say. And even in ministry, there are people who organize to look for another power, extra power, extra biblical power, extra biblical power. Many are victims of it. They go very harmlessly. I thought it was only in Africa. Until we were in America, in New York, and I was speaking with the pastor, some of the pastors, Jonathan Shuttlesworth was there, Bishop Bloomer was there, and so on. And one of them was telling me what they are battling with. We are battling with this and that, and we are battling with the problem of false prophets. I say in America, he said there are plenty. False prophets, false apostles. People who use familiar spirits to prophesy. You know of them. You see, what I'm saying is true. Can't express himself. What shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world and lose his soul? Any money God cannot give you is the money that will kill you. Any power God cannot give you is power you don't need. Go to the devil to get power. To do what? To save any soul? To save a soul? No, it's not for the salvation of a soul. It's for the manifestation of fame. It's for the looking for money. It's for the gathering of crowd. So you just have the feeling. Not a soul to be saved. You can't use the power of the devil to take anybody to heaven. There are musicians who go for powers. To make money, to become famous. They sell their souls for their album. Before you know it, you are hearing the name everywhere. What happened? Some of them, zero voice, zero anything. Zero skill. Some of them have no business with music at all. But they just stepped in there like a trade. Sold their soul to Satan. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world? And lose his soul. Even in those ancient days, it was better where you had people like Michael Jackson, talented and skillful. Elvis Presley. Celine Dion. Who? Some of these people. At least those people had, they had things. There was a baseline thing inside them first. That was perverse. Then they went extra to the devil. These days, there are people who have no business with music. Souls. And I'm talking of people also in the church. Souls sold to the devil. Only because you want to be famous like Satan the devil. You know, it's fame that made Satan to become Satan. I want to become like the Most High. I want to ascend to the size of the Lord. I want to be this. I want to be that. I am saying this because there are some of your friends who will come and tempt you. Are you still struggling? I go to church too, but I do this. Pastor, are you still struggling with ministry? There is something to do to make the work easier for you.
people that you don't know any history, all of a sudden, they just happen. No history. Nothing. In obscurity before, all of a sudden, sudden limelight. How? From where? Am I speaking to somebody here? And we have a generation of gullible people that have zero discernment. Even among priests and pastors, zero. I will never worship man made God. I will never worship. I will never worship man made God. There are people who will not go after another God. If you want to maintain the purity of your priesthood, just ensure you don't go after another God. Number three, there are people who will not join the multitude to do evil. The Levites refuse to join the multitude of Israel to do evil. There are people who refuse to join the multitude to do evil. Exodus 23 and in verse 2. He said, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Don't follow the multitude to do evil. Don't follow the multitude to do evil. Who are the people that are qualified for priesthood? They are the people who will not join the bandwagon of society. The bandwagon of society to do evil. They are the people who will not do things because everyone else is doing them. Time to dress naked. Everybody dress naked. Time to do this or do that. Everybody is doing it. They will not join. They will not do things because everybody else is doing them. That was what made the difference between Joseph and his brethren. His brethren did evil. He refused to follow them to do evil. He brought the evil report back. Genesis 37 and in verse 2. That was the difference between David and his brethren. All his brothers were hanging at home in laziness. He was in the bush at the backside of the desert, tending the flock of his father and worshiping his maker. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 11 and 12. Who are the people that are qualified for priesthood? People who are not addicted to human opinion and societal approval. They are not addicted to human opinions or societal approval. They are not addicted. There are those who are addicted to human opinion. What people are feeling matter to them, irrespective of what God feels. They are addicted to societal approval. Society must approve them. No, that was not the liver. Listen, there are people who will take a stand, even if they have to stand alone. There are people who will take a stand, even if they will have to stand alone. People who are patient with God. People who will not serve another God. Number three, people who will not join the multitude to do evil. Number four, people who are not given to frivolities, profanities, and trivialities. They are not given to frivolities, profanities, trivialities. People who are not given to unseriousness in life. The Bible said that people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Ugly play. Orgies. Terrible play. Iniquitous play. People who will not waste their life, their time, their resources on vanity. That was verse 6. And they rose up early on the morrow, offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. They didn't have any agenda than to sit down to eat, to drink and rise up to play. No agenda. Who are the people that are qualified for priesthood? Those who mean business with God and business with life. Those who don't see life as a joke. Those who don't see life as a vacation. They mean business with God. They mean business with life. It takes a mind that is serious to experience a life that is glorious. Say that again. It takes a mind that is serious to experience a life that is glorious. Not people giving to frivolities and profanities and trivialities. There are people, the only thing that matter to them is vanity. Remember Esau. Genesis 27 and in verse 22. All right, hold on. I'll come to that shortly. People who mean business with their lives and business with God. You see how Esau lost out because of unseriousness? See how Hebrews chapter 12 verse 16 talked about Esau? He said, lest there be any fornicator or profane person. Esau was equated to a fornicator. As Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. He lost out to a life of unseriousness. The same with Samson. He kept on playing and playing and playing until he played his destiny into failure and disaster. Who are the people that are qualified for priesthood? They are people who are not given to frivolities, profanities, trivialities. When you see them, you see seriousness. There are some pastors, they are a joke. There are some church people, they are just jokers. May God help you never to marry a joke, young lady. And marry a joker. And vice versa. Number 5. There are people who stand with God in all things and at all times. Is known. Stand with God in all things and at all times. Their stand with God in all things and at all times is known. Who is on the Lord's side? And they stood out. Exodus 32, 25 to 26. There are people who have both a private and a public identification with God. There are those who privately identify with God, but never publicly identify with God. In this case, we are talking about people who both privately and publicly, they have identification with God. They are well known with God. Like I said some time ago, they are not people who are given to prevarication, equivocation, ambivalence, vacillation, not here nor there, ambiguity. They are not the people with the voice of Jacob and the hand of Esau. Genesis 27, you remember what happened? Verse 22, 23. When David, who is it? When Jacob came and the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hand are Esau's hand. That kind of life cost him suffering for 21 years. They are not the mixed multitude that caused problem for Israel in the wilderness. Numbers chapter 11. Verse 4. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell and lost him. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh? They mix the people that are more like half caste, half Egyptian, half Israelites. There are many like that in the church. They fall in neatly with church and fall in neatly with the world. Even clergy. Among clergy, they are a different person. Among political people, they are another person. Somebody told me of a particular person who is meant to be a clergyman, who became almost something else. And he said, he had followed him and worked with him. He said, that man's problem started when so-and-so political person entered his life. Problem started. Ungodliness started. Iniquitous life. And probably diabolic life. The people that he was to follow up followed him up. They are not people giving to prevarication, equivocation, ambivalence, vacillation, ambiguity. Neither here nor there. One leg here, one leg there. You know, when the children of Israel were returning back after the captivity, there was a challenge that happened. And it was a pain to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 23. Nehemiah 13, 23 to 26. He said, in those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod. They married Ashdodites. They married Ammonites. They married Moabites. Tribe that God said they should never marry. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod and could not speak in the Jewish language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them and cursed them and smote certain of them and plucked off their hair and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons or for yourselves. Those people couldn't even speak. It should be clear to the haters of God where you stand. Without apology. Without apology. I am not, I cannot, will never apologize for my relationship with God. I was in the aircraft one day. There was a man sitting with me, I think an oil worker, a white man. We were talking very, very jovially and laughing until I introduced what I do and who I am. All of a sudden his face changed. I shared in one or two testimonies. Like venom. Shifted. And it's like, are you people telling us that those things happen? Why are you giving people false hope? So yes, it happens. And I made my stand so clear, clean to him. I was traveling one day, racing to Makurdi to preach in those days. Driving furiously, I mean, and then came somewhere and some, I don't want to mention the security people now that halted us on the road so they don't feel bad. So they now say, bring out your paper. We brought the paper. It was a newly bought vehicle. Like a month, they looked at all the papers and they said, one is not complete. I said, well, this is the documents the seller gave. We bought it. There is no way we will know it is not complete. So, okay, this is a penalty you are going to pay. How much is it? They mentioned. I said, okay. He said, well, you know what? If you pay it, it will not profit us. And it will not profit you. This is the official rate to pay. If you pay it, it will not profit you. It will not profit us. So what are you talking about? He didn't want to mention it. He expected me to understand that, okay, if since this is the official rate, take this so that I can go. I said, see me clearly. Person you are seeing is a brutal preacher. And it is crusade I am going. Sissy. I said, you know what? Instead of giving you one naira that is not correct, carry the car. And I am on my way. I will find another vehicle now and move. He saw the audacity and saw the ruggedness and the change of countenance. Just be going, but just. There are those who won't make themselves known when it matters the most. If you are going to be a real priest, and a priest that God will anoint with fire and power to represent him to your generation, you stand both in the public and in the private. At all times, must not be hid. That was number five. People who stand with God in all things and at all times is known. Number six, people who bear the burdens of the Lord and are jealous for God. They bear the burdens of the Lord, they are jealous for God. What concerns God concerns them. What is paining God is paining them. That was what happened to the Levite. Who is on the Lord's side? And in fact, thank you Moses for coming. We have been looking for who will rescue us from this terrible evil. We are here. We are here. It's like what David said in Psalm 69 and in verse 9. Psalm 69 and in verse 9, David said, for the zeal of thine house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are falling upon me. The people that are qualified for priesthood are people with undeniable zeal and passion for God. Undeniable zeal. They carry the burdens of the Lord. They carry the burdens of the Lord. He said, the reproaches of them that reproach you fell on me. Every time they insult God, you reply. The insult of God is your insult. The reproaches of God is your reproach. Every attempt to bring God shame is bringing you shame. Is God speaking to anybody here? Say loud, amen. If God is speaking to somebody here, say louder, amen. As a church, we have deployed ourselves to handle things pertaining to other people, other ministers and other ministries by ourselves. When it borders on God and His name. I may not mention name or even mention details. We have had some of our media people, ICT people, to work with certain ICT or certain people to handle certain things for them that borders on the defense of the name of God. One of the greatest challenges we have in our generation is where we see God reproached or see the gospel reproached or maybe a ministry reproached, and everybody keeps mum. It's not my business, it's somebody else's business. No. It's an abomination, it's an aberration. It's an abomination. The Levites rose. It was like what David did. What was happening did not concern David directly. He was only told, take food to your brothers in the warfare. He was not recruited into the army. Maybe he was not counted qualified. But he saw a man reproaching Israel. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that will reproach the armies of my father? It is after I have died that this man can stand. Let me just die instead of being alive in my lifetime. And this man is reproaching God. He deployed himself and deleted the man. It looks to me like when David behaved like the Levite and took stand with God on the Lord's side, God decided to reward him with the office of priesthood. Because David's original calling was first a king from the tribe of Judah. Judah is the kingly tribe. And then the prophetic mantle. He had no business with priesthood. But David was effortlessly a priest after the order of the Levites. No, his prophetic was still different from his priesthood. Priesthood has to do with rearing of altars and sacrifices and doing the duties of priests and so on. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, when he brought the Ark of the Covenant successfully, if you read from verse 12, you see him functioning exactly like a priest. Move downward to verse 18 thereabout. Alright, okay, move to verse 16 now. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David. Alright, move back to verse 14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was gathered with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal saw that I looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David pitched for it. And David himself, he didn't look for a priest, offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. That is the duty of priesthood. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people. That's another duty of priesthood. On this wise shall the priest bless the people. Numbers chapter 6 verse 23 all the way to verse 26. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. One man, he was a king, he was a priest, he was a prophet, because of his passion for God. Wake up, sir. Wake up, man. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Let us rise up in this season and begin to bear the burdens of the Lord and carry the zeal of the Lord. They said they wanted to buy a church and turn it to a place of worship of the other religion in Lokoja. Huh? And the can chairman reach out to you and ask them to reach to me that they want to buy
the church has been renting the place, and the people want to buy that place, the same place the church is, and send them out and turn it to their place of worship. I said to them, not while we are still alive. Not on our watch. It's not a dynamic church. I send the money the same day. The money to buy the land. I haven't seen the pastor till today. I don't know him. He's not a son. He doesn't submit here. I don't know him till today. I'm not planning to know him. The kind chairman called and said, thank you so much for rescuing that church. The zeal of the Lord, the reproaches of them that reproach you fell on me. We should be alive and our God should be insulted. That there is nobody who can rescue that church. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I want us to move from mysticism to reality. Let's move from theory to practical. Let's begin to do these things practically. And you will see to what extent God will shift your life and shift your destiny. Lift your right hand, say, Father, I am available to carry your burden in my generation. I am available. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. We go on to the next part, and that is, who are the people qualified? People who stand to fight the battles of God and His kingdom. Take your sword and slay everyone. Very tall task. They fight the battles of God and His generation. I told you already, and His kingdom. I told you already of what David did. And you remember what Peter did when he took off the ear of somebody. Do you remember that? After Peter had cut off somebody's ear, he still denied later. Right? But there is something you will do with God that God cannot forget. When Jesus resurrected, He said, go and tell my disciples and Peter. That I have resurrected. Tell Peter that I remember how he stood with me and cut off somebody's ear. Even though he later denied me, I won't forget the first one. Go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter, that was the angel talking, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. Peter did not only stand out, Peter occupied the same class with 11 disciples. That is my disciples and Peter. That is, put him in one scale, put the others in one scale, they all weigh equal. It is one man that was more than a man. It's many in one person. Many in one. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Just ensure that you keep on the labor. Do it with the genuineness of heart. Don't be fake. Don't do hanky-panky. Be hot for God. Fight for His cause. There are things that you will do for God in the time past. And there are mistakes you make today that you will make. What you did before will come up as a memorial.
same way.
There are things that you are doing today that can give a knockout blow to yesterday. I'll talk about that one now shortly. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen.
If there, and I'll talk about more about this in the night. If there is anybody, anything anybody should know you for,
let them know you as a person who is a fighter for the cause of the kingdom. A fighter.
Christianity was preserved by virtue of knighthood of those days.
We won't talk about that now. Take your seat.
Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the high priest, that was what stood him out. When people were mourning that Israel was committing sin, a man carried a woman hand in waist in front of everybody that was weeping. Because about 30 something thousand people have already died. They were committing the combination of idolatry and immorality together. Midianitish women were sent into their midst for seducing purposes.
And the man was walking of the tribe of Dan. Walked straight into his tent in immorality. Everybody was watching. Phinehas said, me. He carried a javelin in his hand. Ran after them. Pierced the two of them down. Pinned them to the ground. And went out. And so the plague was stayed. God hands off. Those that died were 24,000.
While people were mourning, the man was coming with his action. And the Lord spake unto Moses saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the children of Israel. While he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Everlasting priesthood. One action. I give him a covenant that has durability, longevity, and eternity. Everlasting. One action. I just told you now the connection between priesthood and zeal and passion and fighting for God.
There are people who say God is partial. God is not partial. God has favorites. And there are triggers for favor.
Yes. There are. Thou will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him about as with a shield. And they were praising God and having favor. There are different things that activate favor.
Am I communicating at all? Don't sit docile.
Don't be on the defensive when it comes to God and his kingdom. Don't be mute when it comes to God and his kingdom. It will give you a place that will make people to wonder, what did you do for God?
Somebody say aloud, amen. Finally, who are the people qualified for priesthood? They are people who are separated and consecrated unto God. Separated, consecrated. Moses consecrated them. He separated them after that, after their action, unto the priesthood. Separated from what? Separated from everything else but God.
Separated from the world. There is nothing worldly about you. Separated from the wrong lifestyles. There are lifestyles that the priest cannot indulge in.
separated from the wrong associations. There are marriages that priests could not enter into in the Old Testament. Wrong relationships. The priests were not permitted to even touch the dead body. For the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon his head. Leviticus chapter 21 verse 12. If you read it from before, then you will see all of that. Somebody say amen. Neither shall he go in to any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother that are dead. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. Now you can say that it's an Old Testament. It's very, very extreme. But he's saying to you, what fellowship has light with darkness? How is it that you are a firebrand preacher and your friend is a drunkard? He's a current practicing drunkard. He's a practice, a professional. How is that? How is it that you have people around your life that don't believe in the principles of your God? No. Priesthood is consecration. Priesthood is separation. Anybody who is not ready and willing to be separated is not qualified for the priesthood. In conclusion, we may all be Israelites, but we may not all be Levites. We may all be in the church. And we may all be potentially royal priesthoods. But we may not function in the realm of priesthood or see the benefits of priesthood, which among other things is to have God as your inheritance. You have God as your inheritance. We may not have that until we fulfill the qualification. Go with me through the 8 points that we mentioned as qualification. And then we shall. Who are the kind of people that are qualified? Number one, people who have the patience to wait for God. Number two, people who will not serve another God. Number three, people who will not join the multitude to do evil. Number four, people who are not given to frivolities, profanities, trivialities. Number five, people who stand with God in all things and at all times is known. It's not hid. Number six, people who bear the burdens of the Lord and are jealous for God. Number seven, people who stand to fight the battles of God and his kingdom. Number eight, there are people who are separated and consecrated unto God. There is something I want to say, three things I want to say quickly, and then I want you to write it down. I'd like you to know that the tribe of Levi was a tribe that was already cursed. In Genesis chapter 49, when Jacob was blessing from verse 1, when Jacob was blessing his children, and Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourself together and hear ye sons of Jacob and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, the beginning of my strength and excellency of dignity and this excellency of power. Since you are unstable as water, you shall not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi, the same Levi, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Oh my soul, come not thou into their secret. Unto their assembly my honor. Be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man. I'm sure you remember the story of Dinah, who was raped by the prince of Shechem, or whatever his name. And they killed the man and killed all the male in that place. And in their self-will, they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger.
for it was fierce. And their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. That was the destiny that Simeon and Levi had. But listen to this. One, God will not consult your past to determine your future. There may be things in your past that may be contrary to your destiny, but God will not consult your past to determine your future. And that is because of number two. What is number two? One correct action in the present can erase the consequences of your wrong actions in the past. One correct action in the present can erase the consequences of your wrong actions in the past. That was what happened to Levi. There was a behavior Levi behaved that God said, Levi, you behaved terribly before, but this new behavior has given you a new slate. Pastor, we didn't hear of Simeon again. Because only Levi did the right thing. Simeon did not correct his past. God dealt with Levi and Simeon, but God rescued Levi when Levi took a step that was significant enough to clean his past with God. But whatever consequence Simeon had remained. Because until you change your action, you can't change your outcome. I am saying this to somebody because there may be something the devil is holding against you. There may be something the devil is pushing against you. There may be something the devil is reminding you of. There is a past the devil may be saying, look at you. You are useless. God can't use you. God can't do anything with you. But I can tell you that God will not consult your past to determine your future. He doesn't have any conference with your past in order to confer to you what you desire in the future. He only begins to function in the realm of what you are doing currently to determine your future. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. There is one more thing that touched me so much. The person that brought the problem on Israel was a Levite. Aaron was senior Levite. Very senior Levite with Moses. The person that caused the worship of the idol was a Levite. But the Levites distanced themselves from him. Don't let any association cause you to corrupt your destination. He was a senior member. Levite gave birth to Amram.
It is Amram that is his father. So Levi was his direct grandfather. They would have said it was our brother, our elder brother, our uncle that did this thing. So let's stand with him. He's right. No. And that leads me to the final point. The action of your family cannot necessarily corrupt your destiny. If you decide to take the right action. The actions of your family or family members. God will not finish you because of what your elder brother did. If you take the right action. Even what your father did that was not right, you can rescue yourself from it if you take the right action. So, Levi, I don't know what you did before. Begin to do the right thing now. And begin to show to God that you love him passionately. Do you remember that the major challenge of Levi was anger with which he slew a man? He has that anger again, but it's not in another direction now. The anger has been turned to God. Anger with which he stood with God. Anger with which he killed people. Stand up on your feet. Whatever the devil used you to do before, redirect that passion towards God. Redirect that capacity, that capability. Whatever it is that you did for the devil with the devil, do more. Do the opposite for God in a greater dimension. Stand up on your feet. I couldn't believe it when I saw that Levite made people to worship idol. And Levites refused to stand with Levi. It is a junction that road divides. Don't be too related with anybody to end in the wrong direction with them. Don't be too connected with anybody to end in disaster with them. Somebody say aloud, amen. If it was the tribe of Issachar that stood out, I would have said, okay. Tribe of Levi distanced themselves from the action of Levi's head. Don't let any friend deceive you into the occult. There is no such friendship that is necessary. If you need to distance yourself from certain people who you know are on the pathway of destruction, it doesn't matter how related you are with them, distance yourself so you can rescue your destiny. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God. Begin to honor him. Begin to adore him. Begin to magnify him. Begin to worship him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the worship. Go ahead and speak to God. Go ahead and speak to Adonai. Go ahead and speak to Elion, to Rofek and Mekadesh. We worship you. We honor you. We adore 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 you. Istevorahusa. Askide Manurasi. Eskedi Balayanasa. Edegorahusadi. Excedida. Los Perotanosi. John Derotemigalura. Lata Sete Fetesina. Itasadi. Okeseridalo.
Oh, che se ridalo. E se per ridare la rosara. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Lift your hands everywhere you are and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today. Thank you, Lord,
for the privilege
of being
a royal priesthood.
I appreciate you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord,
to give me the grace,
give me the help,
give me the mercy
to function
in the office of priesthood.
Help me, Lord,
not to fail you.
Help me, Lord,
with the zeal,
with the passion,
with the fire
to do your will.
I receive it
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and speak to God.
Speak to God.
Give your hands.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words
again.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, very sound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words. Ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts Oh, let the ancient ones. Ancient ones, ancient ones, ever true, changing me, and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh let the ancient ones. Two. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope. In this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide.
One more time.
Words of life, words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope in this world wherever we roam. Ancient words will guide. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient ones, ancient ones, ancient ones, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come.
Holy words,
holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, hear the faithful words.
Sing it again.
Holy words
of our faith.
Handed down to this day, came to us
through sacrifice.
Oh, he our faithful one.
Ancient words, hey, Ipalagayadagalagayada,
ever true,
changing me
and changing me. Thank you.
Ancient words. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Whisper. Ancient words. your hands everywhere you are. Make it higher. Ever true, tender me, and tender me. We are God, we are the heart, our children, and gentle. Whisper that name, Jesus. It is.
The Holy Ghost, receive an invasion of His glory, an invasion of His glory.
Father, we go in your glory this afternoon. We ask that not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Father, let these deep encounters remain. Let it be life transforming. Let it be destiny changing. Father, let someone come here later tonight with a testimony that something definite changed in their lives. Something definite happened in their lives. We glorify Lord. Anywhere you are this morning, in need of surrender to Jesus, in need of forgiveness for your sins, you are saying to me, Pastor, I need mercy from God. I need forgiveness from God. I want my life to be in order. I want to serve and live for God as a priest. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. And of course, you know that holiness, uprightness is the mainstay of the priest. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, or you want to rededicate yourself to God, or become more serious with God. Renew your relationship with God. Quickly, come forward here. Please, the rest of us, take your seat. 1 minute.
I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord,
for your name. And pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you to surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Help to do your will, I receive it. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name.